instead. They say those remains are not of any hostage. Our Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Under a grim Gaza sky, four coffins were paraded in a Hamas propaganda spectacle. The fighters handed over the bodies of four-year-old Ariel Bibas and his nine-month-old brother Kafir. Israel says their mother Shiri was not among them. The family has become an indelible symbol of the October 7 terror attack.
In Washington,
the yeas are 51, the nays are 49.
With that close vote, Kash Patel is the new FBI director. All Democrats voted no, as the Republicans Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. More from our Scott McFarland.
The concern is about the alliance there. Kash Patel has also been a pretty provocative surrogate for the presidents. He has been a loyal defender of January 6th Capitol rioters. He's been somebody who said there should be prosecutions of political enemies and the media.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is choosing not to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office and says maybe things will change in this November's election.
It's my sincere hope that these dark days will pass, elections will occur, and the people of New York will decide who they trust to govern this extraordinary city.
It all comes after the Justice Department moved to drop his corruption case. Whether it will be dropped still remains uncertain. Some in the mountains of Virginia remain without power after flooding, followed by snowstorms that washed out roads and bridges. Emergency Management Coordinator Brad Wright.
We moved into providing emergency drinking water, emergency heater meals to those homes that were cut off because of the flooding.
To California, where the Department of Transportation under the Trump administration says it's looking into an already invested high-speed rail between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the latest estimate is a $106 billion project, much higher than the original estimate.
California wants to continue to invest. That's fine, but we in the Trump administration are going to take a look at whether this project is worthy of a continual investment.
The U.S. Border Patrol chief tells CBS News unlawful crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border are down 94% from the same period last year. Over the last week, he says they've apprehended an average of 285 migrants per day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Growing up, Robert Battle dreamed of dancing for the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Now artistic director, he discusses the dance group's 60th anniversary.
You have to be mindful that you are part of a legacy, that you're taking care of a legacy that has history.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. That was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
The computerized system that calls balls and strikes is now being tested during Major League Baseball spring training exhibition games.
Baseball has been experimenting with the system in the minor leagues over the past 4 years. Bridget Binsbacher is executive director of spring training's Arizona Cactus League.
I think it makes sense for them to use spring training as an opportunity to test this system and see how it works.
The so-called automated ball strike system could start as early as the 2026 Major League Baseball season to help MLB home plate umpires, but not replace them. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Bezos, Jeff Bezos. In a James Bond shakeup that stirred the film industry, MGM Amazon announces that the studio has taken the creative reins of the 007 franchise after decades of family control. Amazon MGM will have creative control. The deal is expected to close sometime later this year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with temperatures around 0 to 5 above. Wind chills around 5 below thanks to a northwest wind. On Friday, sunshine with highs in the mid-20s. By Saturday, sunny skies and upper 20s. Currently 17 degrees.
Truth is found to be lies. No. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
morning, you were on my mind.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. It is another weekend. I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful, everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hustlers, the Bowery got it bumped. 42nd Street got Big Jim a Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Hey, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin in the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Do-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a husband
the floor. Oh. They're saying you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Mm-hmm. If Big Jim got his hat, find out where it's at. It's not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. You don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Make her feel you always need her. You know a woman. said it's the easy, the simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And the world will be a better place.
take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Behind his back, and the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. arrives another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trip. And then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ear and in my eye. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I said a meanwhile by. Penny Lane is in my ear and in my eye. There beneath the blue suburban skies, Penny Lane.
Said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with her kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me.
You got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
My Sherry, oh my.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Was it a mix-up or something more sinister? That's the question now that Israeli officials say one of the bodies released by Hamas today that was supposed to be a hostage was not. They don't know who it is. American University's Boaz Atzili says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu could use this as an excuse to end the ceasefire and go back to war.
He's looking for excuses to go back to war. I really fear that he would use that as an excuse to go back to war, which is, of course, will greatly endanger the life of the hostages that are still there alive.
More hostages are set to be released this weekend. Republicans and Democrats this week have been up in arms over President Trump saying the Ukraine-Russia war was started by Ukraine. CBS's Robert Costa on why it seems Trump is getting cozier with Vladimir Putin.
So many people close to Trump put it to CBS. At the end of the day, Trump sees Putin like he sees President Xi of China, like he sees Kim Jong-un of North Korea, someone who's a strong authoritarian-type leader, someone he wants to work with one-on-one. And he's not concerned about post-World War II foreign policy, the usual perception of world order. He wants to do it his way.
The new U.S. border chief of patrol spoke with CBS News in his first interview since taking the job. Our Camilo Montoya Galvez says the administration has implemented a policy change at the border, resulting in, they say, crossings down 94% from the same period last year.
The migrants who are still crossing illegally, well, the policy now is to detain everyone who is entering the country unlawfully, pending deportation to their home country or to nations like Panama and Costa Rica, which are now accepting deportees from Africa and also Asia.
The latest on Pope Francis, with him in the hospital for nearly a week at this point. Our Seth Doan is in Rome.
Pope Francis is improving slightly. That's according to the Vatican's Thursday evening update on the pontiff's clinical conditions, adding that his key heart parameters are stable, he has no fever, and he continued with work activities.
A health issue is sidelining the San Antonio Spurs' Victor Wembanyama. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
The Spurs are optimistic Wembanyama will make a full recovery and be ready to go for the start of next season. But right now, his absence is a crushing blow to this team. The Spurs are fighting to make the playoffs as they chase down a spot in the play-in tournament. They are currently 12th in the Western Conference. So no Wembanyama means the road just got even tougher.
Six New York prison workers have been indicted for second-degree murder in the beating death of an inmate who was handcuffed while four others were charged with lesser crimes. 43-year-old Robert Brooks died a day after the beating in December. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
A shakeup for one of Hollywood's most valuable movie franchises.
When he's not strapped to a table with a laser about to slice him in half.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
James Bond likes his martini shaken, not stirred. But Hollywood has been both shaken and stirred by the announcement. The franchise's longtime custodians are stepping back. Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson say they're partnering with Amazon MGM to own the intellectual property rights for James Bond movies. They're giving up creative control. No word on how much money is changing hands in a deal expected to close sometime this year. Peter King, CBS News.
A 10-year-old boy is missing on Indonesia's Borneo Island after he was attacked by a crocodile. It is the second such attack in the area in 2 weeks. A 6-year-old is also missing in the same village after a crocodile attacked him while he was bathing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies of the overnight with temperatures around 0 to 5 above. Wind chills around 5 below thanks to a northwest wind. On Friday, sunshine with highs in the mid-20s. By Saturday, sunny skies and upper 20s. Currently 17 degrees.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.